Classic Hits 107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It's always great to check in with Elizabeth Cooper with United Way Perth Huron. Elizabeth, good to see you.
Good morning. Man, we have had everything this morning. Okay, so we've had sun and cloud and rain and a rainbow.
And a rainbow.
It's amazing.
Oh, you know, my gosh.
And happy fall to you, Jamie.
Yes, and Elizabeth's here. Rainbow comes out. Oh, my goodness. Oh,
I tell you.
Well, let's talk about if that was such a fun time last Friday. In Stratford and surrounding areas with the campaign announcement. Do you want to do the announcement for anybody who missed it?
Totally.
I'll
do a drum roll. Yes, our goal for our 2022-23 campaign is, and I hope I have enough breath because this is a long, large number, $2,289,671.
Okay.
So enormous, right? And so just to remind you that this is a needs-based goal. We don't just sit around a boardroom and go, okay, let's, what looks good this year? It's all done by math and by our team at United Way Perth Huron. So it is needs-based, and it will continue to help us build on addressing our ignorable issues in these two counties, such as homelessness, mental health, and access to services. And speaking about homelessness, the Connection Center that we fundraised for last year to get it up and running is going gangbusters. Mm-hmm. I mean, a good news, bad news kind of thing, right? Mm-hmm. So we're so glad to have this Connection Center on Darrow Street. But we've had about 3,000 visitors since it opened come through the door. So it averages about 30 a day. And they're only open 12 till 5 every day. So it's certainly well used and needed. There's showers, there's laundry facilities, they can get a meal, and access to services. So, yeah, we're really thrilled that that our fundraising is going to something that's certainly well needed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
absolutely. And that was just, again, to mention, the get-together last Friday. Gosh, that was so much fun. It was just a great community event, not only in Stratford, but St. Mary's and surrounding areas. Mm-hmm. It was just great to see people out.
It was great. It was great to see people face-to-face, and Market Square was jam-packed. Especially with Dan Stacey providing some fiddling music for us. So I do want to thank a few of our sponsors and suppliers to help make our kickoff happen on Friday. So Perth County Pork Producers donated the pork, Grain Farmers of Ontario for the buns, the pulp for our vegan option. Angela's Gelato was there selling gelato where every dollar went to United Way. No Frills was a big help. And then, of course, Sun Life Financial, our main sponsor, they gave us a team of volunteers to make the food and serve the food that day. So we're super, super appreciative of all their time and talent. And then the volunteers that helped set up and take down. It was a really happy day and a busy day.
Mm-hmm,
so thanks
absolutely.
To everyone for certainly coming out to our campaign kickoff. So we're off and running now.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, runs for 6 months. And letters have gone out to those that to our pay setters and our leader donors. So keep an eye on those in the mail.
Yeah, for sure. And it was nice spotlighting the workplace campaigns that are so important for the United Way Perth Huron campaign. The
That's
workplace
right.
Campaigns.
And those will be starting soon. Yes.
Yeah.
So HR departments in factories and businesses across the region will be presenting payroll deduction offerings and presentations on how it's so easy. We don't, you know, it's either a dollar a day or $10 a paycheck or whatever you can give off your paycheck, and it's a real painless way to give to back to the community.
And it makes a big difference for this campaign.
It's huge, yes. A major amount of our income comes from workplace campaigns.
And speaking of great initiatives, got to do a shout out to the LCBO because the campaign is underway. And what's happening at the LCBO?
Yes, LCBO staff and management are so good to us. So their employees will be asking customers starting today for until October 16th for $10, $5, or $2 at the till to donate to the United Way. So this is really great on the staff to do this. And so if they do ask you, thank them for doing that because they're just doing that on their own time.
Yeah.
Last year, the total from all the LCBOs across Perth Huron, we raised almost $48,000 just from tills, just from saying, yes, I'll give $2 on top of my case of beer or wine. Yeah.
So there's the extra difference that makes. So again, we thank the LCBO for helping out with the United Way Perth Huron campaign. Anything else on the go, Elizabeth, that folks need to know?
No, that's pretty good. We make it really, really easy to donate. You can go to our website, perthhuron.unitedway.ca, and there's a big Donate Now red button on the right-hand side. You can't miss it. It makes it super easy. We'll also, you can also bring in a check to our office at 32 Erie Street.
And the campaign just getting underway, so there'll be more events coming up for
That's
sure.
That's right, for sure. We'll be here every week.
All right. Elizabeth Cooper with United Way Perth Huron. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thanks, Jamie. Have a great day.